Welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. again, where it is time for us to take a look into the future on this day of the week. From cosmic messenger Jean-Luc Ponty. The song is entitled Egocentric Molecules. Does this sound like a kind of futuristic artificial intelligence song? I'll tell you what, they're moving. And it does sound a bit esoteric to me. Which is the very reason I chose this song. We're talking about artificial intelligence, and we are resuming a discussion that we began on January 3rd of this year about artificial intelligence and hallucinations. Quite a few articles about that, including on BBC. But you heard me right, ladies and gentlemen. Artificial intelligence hallucinating. And you know, when we talk about hallucinating, I mentioned when I discussed this on January 3rd, talk about hallucinations, you can be looking at visual hallucinations. You can be talking about auditory hallucinations, maybe both. You're just seeing things. Or you're just hearing things. That's right. You know, for a long time, we've been told that people have just been seeing things when it comes to UFOs, unidentified flying objects. Have you reached a conclusion about that as to whether or not the people were truly just seeing things? Or do you think they saw something real and it was probably actually the way they described it, but somebody's just trying to hide the facts, and they say, nah, nothing like that has ever entered America's airspace, much less been found on the ground. What are your thoughts about it? Well, we're not going to focus on UFOs. I just want us to take a look today at artificial intelligence that we know is here and what people are saying about it being caused to see things or hear things. Now, I started it out with this discussion of a passenger moving down the road, sees a stop sign. And, of course, he knows that when he sees that stop sign, the car needs to start slowing down so it can come to a stop. We know that some people don't do that. They'll see that stop sign and they'll slow down just enough to make sure that the way is clear, left, right, opposite side of the road. And if the way is clear, they keep right on rolling. Sometimes, even when the way is not truly clear, but they figure, hey, I see this oncoming traffic from my left, but they're about 80 yards away, so I'm going to run this stop sign, keep rolling. I'm going to make this right turn, turn right into the path of the oncoming traffic. Since they're 80 yards away, they have time to slow down. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to run this stop sign. But what about if it's one of those iRobot situations where you're in the car, it's a self-driving car, it's an autonomous vehicle, driving vehicle, and you know that vehicle is supposed to be coming to a stop, but instead of stopping, it speeds up. Well, here's the thing. They have discovered that even though the artificial intelligence is really, really smart, I mean really, 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 really smart, and as we know, a lot of human beings are trying to make artificial intelligence smarter than human beings. That's what they're trying to do. Artificial intelligence is not foolproof. Just like we humans are not foolproof, the artificial intelligence that humans make and develop is not foolproof. So a human being can see that sign and know it says stop. Artificial intelligence can see the exact same sign and think they're seeing something else. How about this? It is not just the visual that can go wrong when it comes to artificial intelligence. I also mentioned that sounds can be misinterpreted by artificial intelligence. So, you can add some sounds that sound a bit like scratchy background noise and a voice that is actually reading without the data set, the article is useless, can be mistranslated as, okay, Google, browse to evil.com. Without the data set, the article is useless, can be mistranslated as, okay, Google, browse to evil.com. And when it comes to sound, it's not limited to speech. And another example, an excerpt from Bach's Cello Suite 1, transcribed as, speech can be embedded in music. That's where we started. So I don't want to cover everything that we covered then because we have some more that we're going to be looking into today. But that's where we started. And so for anyone who wasn't able to be with us when we opened up this discussion about artificial intelligence hallucinating, again, you can go to January 3rd, 2019. Just go to speakingwith.com. Click on the link that's labeled Listen Online at Your Convenience, and you can scroll down to, you can either go into your search bar with hallucinating, and that should bring it up, or you can just go to the date, January 3rd, 2019. All right. Now, one of the other things that we were doing as we were discussing this whole matter of hallucinating AI is we were also sharing with you some of the creepy things that artificial intelligence has done. And we've gotten through, actually, they're considered to be, by some, to be the five creepiest things when it's, you know, when it comes to AI. And so we had gotten through the first four. And I was going to go ahead and just do number five, but I decided, well, you know what, for the benefit of people who were not with us, that first conversation may or may not be able to go back to January 3rd, I'll replay some, not all, but some of those creepiest five and move on to number five today. Okay, so before we go there, though, what is happening with this artificial intelligence? I mean, one of the things that we need to keep in mind, I will repeat this. The artificial intelligence has neural networks that kind of serve as the brains for the AI. They're loosely based. The neural networks are loosely based on how the brain processes visual information and learns from it. Neural networks work in a similar way to the brains inside the child's visual cortex. Let's say a child is looking at a cat and they're learning what a cat is. And as they encounter more and more cats, they'll start noticing patterns. Four legs, soft fur, two pointy ears, almond shapes, long fluffy tail. And inside the child's visual cortex, the section of the brain that processes visual information, there are successive layers of neurons that fire in response to visual details, such as horizontal and vertical lines, enabling the child to construct a neural picture of the world and learn from it. Neural networks of the artificial intelligence work in a similar way. Data flows through successive layers of artificial neurons until, after being trained on hundreds or even thousands of examples of the same thing, usually labeled by a human, the network starts to spot patterns that enable it to predict what it's viewing. Here's the thing. Even though computer scientists understand the nuts and bolts of how neural networks work, they don't necessarily know the fine details of what's happening when they crunch data. And as a result, they're not able to get this exactly right. The artificial intelligence is not as finely tuned as the brilliant brain of humans. Alexander Madry, a computer scientist at MIT, says that the dominant goal of their machine learning frameworks was to achieve a good performance on average. When you just optimize for being good on most dog images, for example, dog images, images of dogs, there will always be some images of dogs that will confuse you. So, as it turns out, deep learning neural networks are very, very impressive, but they're still no match for the human brain when it comes to classifying objects, making sense of their environment, or dealing with the unexpected. No match for the human brain. Now, does that upset you, or does that encourage you to know that as far along as artificial intelligence has been brought, it is still no match for the human brain? They're saying specifically in these areas, my guess is, and of course, when it comes to numbers crunching, the computers have it. But when it comes to certain areas, you just can't beat the human brain. A truly robust image classifier would replicate what similarity means to a human. It would understand that a child's doodle of a cat represents the same thing as a photo of a cat and a real-life moving cat. Impressive as deep learning neural networks are, again, no match for the human brain when it comes to classifying objects, making sense of their environment, dealing with the unexpected. So if we want to develop truly intelligent machines that can function in real-world scenarios, perhaps scientists are going to have to go back to the human brain to better understand how it solves these issues. Although neural networks were inspired by the human visual cortex, there's a growing acknowledgement that the resemblance is merely superficial. A key difference is that, as well as recognizing visual features such as edges or objects, our brains also encode the relationships between those features. So, this edge forms part of the object. This enables us to assign meaning to the patterns that we're seeing. When you and I look at a cat, for example, we see all the features that make up cats and how they all relate to one another. According to Simon Stringer of the Oxford Foundation for Theoretical Neuroscience and Artificial Intelligence, this binding information is what underpins our ability to make sense of the world and our general intelligence. This critical information is lost in the current generation of artificial neural networks. So if you haven't solved binding, you might be aware that somewhere in the scene there is a cat, but you don't know where it is, and you don't know what features in a scene are part of that cat. I'm thinking about humans who have difficulty sorting things out. Yes, humans who have things sorting things out, have problems sorting things out. Can you think of that? How about people who really know pretty much what they want to say? They know what they're seeing, they know what they're hearing, they know what they're wanting to communicate, but don't know how to communicate it. That's frustrating, very frustrating. But that's a little different from what if a person is partially blind and they can see outlines of shapes, but nothing that fills in, nothing that's in between the outline. All they see is the outline. That's better than seeing absolutely nothing, but can you imagine how frustrating it is to see only that, day in and day out? And so we have these artificial intelligence machines, these AI machines that can make some things out, but not all things out. And of course, that artificial intelligence is commandeering or driving, controlling an automobile, whether a small car or a light pickup or an 18-wheeler. Because remember now, we have people out there who are designing these 18-wheelers to be autonomous too, moving down the highway with no driver in the driver's seat. Can you imagine how scary things could get if we have these autonomous vehicles unable to accurately translate what they're seeing? Signs, people moving across the street, etc. Well, we're going to look into that some more. For now, though, let's get into some of these. Well, I guess if you don't consider it creepy, maybe just discomforting situations regarding AI.
Do you follow the three laws of robotics?
Let's see if I can remember.
By the way, I need to point this out. This is a gentleman who is having a conversation with Siri. He's talking with artificial intelligence, and he has asked her if she follows the three laws of robotics. And she's saying, let's see if we can remember. So let's see what she remembers.
Okay, I think the three laws are: 1, clean up your room; 2, don't run with scissors; and 3, always wait a half hour after eating before going in the water.
Okay, let's get that again. His question to her was, his question to the artificial intelligence was, what are the three laws of robotics? And she said, let's see if I can remember. And these are the three laws that she gave, the three laws of robotics. Clean up your room. Don't run with scissors. Always wait a half hour after eating before going in the water. Now, we do know that those are rules that we have heard, and they're good rules. I mean, can you imagine someone running with a pair of scissors, stumble over something that they don't see on the floor, whether it's a loose piece of carpet, whatever it might be, falling forward, losing control of the scissors, and falling on the scissors with the sharp end being driven through their stomach? Yes, don't run with scissors. Clean up your room, I think, is a good one that probably most parents want their children to follow. That's a good rule. How about trying to reduce the risk of drowning, as some people would tell us, by making sure that you wait at least half an hour before you go swimming? All of those are good and important rules. The question is, do they have anything to do with the three laws of robotics? And a lot of you know that the answer to that question is, well, let's resume that when I come back.